It's the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Tes Zayin. The halachas of what's forbidden or permitted to do as trapping, one of the lamatas malachas on Shabbos, Siv Gimel, actually Siv Beis, on the Kuf Chavav Menal. Hasad Tzvi Yashin Arsuma. If someone traps a deer that's sleeping or blind, Chayiv is liable. Chigar Echayla Oizakin, if it's lame or ill or old, Hotter is exempt. Hagos is Jama, Mashasa Chelev, Achachayiv Shabbos. If someone incites a dog after a wild animal on Shabbos, I would say that that's the malach of trapping, that's the kolbot. Yes, and some say that, but chayla also lots of beklavim, that even during the weekdays, we're going to trap a dog, and Shemoshav Leitzim, says Ezra, because it's a group of Leitzim, of scoffers, of people that mock things. Says Mishbrua, Siv Katan, Vav, Hatzad Svi, if someone traps a deer, and the same thing, who had the same thing as Sharminim, other species, within Kesel Yabavain, Bibra Alocha, the Maslat Sad, where he discusses this, where he says, look, Deli Rabba, that writes that Simi is other minim, and that's the sound of the Rabba, the smart, the right stam, if the animal's sleeping or blind, the Yechayv. He says, Sarachin Yitzas, the Gemara brings that by locusts, at the time of the dew, your potter, Rashi explains, because then their eyes are blind and they're like trapped, and therefore you have to, that the other species, that when they're blind, Avidila Arbuye, that it might have a different halacha than that of deer. But Akapanim, Sivkan Zion says in Mishbura, the Mechaba said that if you trap a deer that's Yashin Yisuma, it's sleeping or blind, you're still going to be chayiv. The honey, darken leishamit. Because these types of creatures, their norm is to escape Kishmar Kishin Yad Adam when they sense the hand of a person. Okay, therefore, Kishin Tadde, when he traps it, have it say the mamish, they're literally trapping. Even though it's sleeping or blind, again, that's what the Be'alach was asking from locusts, and so, not like that. Ashenkin Bechiger, the Chafase, which is not the case by lame or something like that, Shein Yechayim Lishavim, where they cannot escape, Vafilim Achigi Yochel Al Ktsas, and even if it's lame, there could go a little bit, but at the minimum, Hadei Yochel Agi Beshchi Achas, the guy would be able to catch it in one jump. Therefore, it's considered like as if it's already trapped. So that's why there's a difference between if it's sleeping or blind, with Yechayim. On the other hand, if it's lame, say cotton ches or izakan or old, and the Rambam says mishbura cotton a bit small, that's a Rambam that's v'chenis b'yisham. It says but yisham the cotton mickey, what's considered small? Kim sheyachal or it's before it could run. King Kasmir, that's an Iri right. Or if it's old, say cotton test, then you're potter, then you're exempt. Now in Hilchos Shabbos when it says potter, it means I will aser, but it's forbidden. I came there for kishamaitzi lepa'amar nevis chayla. When you sometimes find a rabbit that's sick, menachas al derech laying there on the road. Although cannot move from its place, you can't take it. You're like, oh, the bunny. Forget about mukta. I would take him and drop on it. Rabbinically considered as trapping. Some say actually that you're actually liable in that case. So he says, of course, and I'll take the bunny. Mommy, oh, look at the bunny. Can we take it? Besides mukta, this might be a chiyuv d'oraisa of say the sivkat yud. The Ramah wrote, if someone incites a dog after a wild animal on Shabbos, have it say, the that is im lo yosabas b'masek klal, if he's not doing any action on his own. Rak b'mashah, she says, just by inciting the dog, and the dog catches the animal, so it's going to be rabbinic trapping. Now, if he himself made an action for this, for example, let's say the deer got away from the dog, and that was worn out and it was tired, and he's running after the deer, and because he was running after the deer, the dog ends up catching the deer. That's full-fledged trapping because you're doing an action. Even though you didn't touch it, it doesn't make a difference. Even though you're standing in front of it, and you scared the deer, his dog could get it and catch it. It's a derivative of tzidah. You can see how many times a person could be chayiv on seder. Because that's the way that the trappers do. The Sharatin Eisud Gimel says, he says, I added on this svara, this logic, because if not, it'd be difficult on the Rambam. Why would you be chayiv when you stand in front of the deer and whatever creature it is and you scare it? It would be that a person would be trapping a deer and he scares it, for sure he shouldn't be chayiv because of tzedek, because he stands and he scares the deer. He's just assisting for the trapping of his friend. Let's say someone else is trapping and he goes and he scares it. He says it's even less than Zein Yachal v'Zein Yachal, when each one couldn't do it on his own. Whether you're doing the Etzem of Malacha, which is not the case over here, it's only just a grum of that. And even if he's running, could be that he'd be Potter. He says, with my Svar, it's a little bit, makes a little bit sense to look at Baba Kamdav Samach regarding Zaira winnowing, which is also, you know, you're not doing the whole Malacha yourself. Still, you can be Chayiv here also that, you know, he says that's how they trap. So it's not considered like just a Messiah, and then that adds to understand why you'd be Chayiv. Sivko Niralv, the Rama said something even during the weekday, you know, trap with dogs because of much blades. And therefore, Ve'ena Zech of Simchas Lev Yassin, you don't merit to the Dachim Mashiach for the joy of Eden Lev Yassin when Mashiach comes. Rampir Magad Mashiach Kazim is there, what he writes regarding this, which the Dershah 13 brings, that there he writes that if his intention is not to trap with a dog because of like gaming, only because he that's his parnasa from trapping, it's possible it would be permitted. That's a Nebuhuda also differentiates regarding a person who traps wild animals. Sounds like that something with a dog was more like as a sport, maybe. Therefore, that's why it was frowned upon. In the Ramaskal Oichayla that the Mishnah Berurah referenced, he says, the Gemara asks that I, Ulit Nebraisa, that if you trap a sick one, you're going to be chayav. And the Gemara says, it's not difficult. Depends what it's sick with. If it's sick because of a fever, or it's sick because of tiredness. So it would depend what it's sick with.
Now, if you look at the Taz, he wants to be inclined that the Mechab will hold like Rashi, that specifically if the sickness is because of Uvtsina, that is, that it can't move because it's just tired out, like Rashi explains over there, then it's considered like it's trapped. But if it's sick because of a fever, then you'd be chayav. And the truth is, when the fact that Mechaber is Saisim, it sounds like that he's talking about regular chayla and holding Rabbeinu Chananel. That actually the Braisa exempts is talking about because of Ishasa. And that's what Rabbi Magid writes in his name, as a Pelador Rabbeinu Chananel in front of us, he actually writes, it's written the opposite. And that's what the Vilna Gaon writes. And therefore, because of Uvtsina, actually, you'd be chayav. So Machlik is which way it goes. Now, however, it's possible, according to Rabbeinu Chananel also, that if you can't move it from its place because it's so tired, you would hold like rash that's considered as it's already trapped. And these two moments, it's not so tired. And basically, if it sounds like a Rabbeinu Chananel is talking about in all situations, is that I don't know his reason. Why is it better than Chigur Vezakin when it's lame and it's old? And don't say the reason is because since it's tired, so therefore it ends up being removed it removes itself at the end. And it's not similar to lame and old and when it's old. And it's not considered as if it's already trapped, and therefore the one who traps is chayiv says that's not the case because locust, when there's dew, that will prove that the Braisa Paskin that if you trap it, then because their eyes are blinded and they're considered like trapped, even though Memela, ultimately the blindness will also be removed from them. Another rabbi, it also sounds like that he holds like I wrote says the Bialacha, that if you can't move it from its place because it's tired, according to everyone to be potter, and that says Muchachos from Master Shakam Nishmasad says you should know that I was mesupik according to Rashi that he holds explicitly that such a tiredness is considered like trapped, and therefore whoever traps it afterwards can be potter. What's the halacha if he's running after a certain wild animal or bird to trap it until he makes it tired, but now it cannot move from its place? Or that he hits it with something until it becomes lame. If it's chayiv for this, also because of tzeda, even if it doesn't catch it with his hand, or is it possible that's not the norm, that's not the way of tzeda? Because the way of tzeda is to take it after you capture it, or to bring it into a protected place. So that he's not sure about, because that itself is considered trapped. In the Maskel have a tzeda, Ramah said that if someone incites a dog after a chaya on Shabbos is considered trapping. He says, look at Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Yud. Look at Magen Ram that he writes that the Kavanah of the Ramah is only for Isra Ba'alma because he didn't really do any action. We can wonder on him because we don't find this simon that the person should write that it's Tzeda and that it just means Isra. Rather, obviously the intention that means is that you can be liable. But he's talking about where you do an action where the Magen Ram writes name of the Rambam, that's obvious from the Kolboy explicitly that from him is the source of Halacha, but just Ramah says it abridged. Now, if the dog catches it without any of his own assistance, and then he takes from the hand of the dog, Chayra, it would also be part of a Mechatzit because it was already trapped through the dog. Someone told his brother to Sefta that if someone traps it and then he gives it to his friend, the second one is going to be part of. Some of the Dirshu. Issue number 9. Living creatures that don't escape when they're sleeping, rather they're caught right away, Mishum Zaman holds that it's not forbidden to catch them when they're sleeping, only rabbinically. Issue number 10. to remove lice from garments and to throw it away. Shulchan Aruch writes later on, Sif Tes, that's permitted. So Tilda would explain that it's not a problem about trapping, because it's very easy to catch them. And they're not lacking trapping, and therefore it's permitted to do that, because it's quote-unquote not bemina nitzah. Its species is not usually meant to catch. Shlomo Zalman holds that the mechlav is not a tzeda, because catching living creatures are not considered tzeda only when it's hard to catch them, which is not the case by lice, which is very easy to trap them, and the whole tircha is just to find them. He also instructed regarding a living creature that goes very slow, like an ant or a toad, and because of that, it's very easy to catch, that you're allowed to catch it, but just don't catch it with your hand, because it is a mukta. And we discuss this later on in Chavchaz regarding the tzav that's mentioned in the Torah. He adds on, as has brought in Tosfos written Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph regarding Shavlul, snail, that catching is not considered as tzeda. And the Keren Erdem Sechel Shabbos has brought that any living creature that's no isum natilus neshama of taking its life, there's no isum tzeda, which that would be with lice. And that's it sounds like from the Chuvas Avdei Nezah. Another in the Rabbini Yeruchim, it's brought that if someone traps worms, his chayiv, even though they go very slow, and it's very easy to catch them. That's from Nissen Kirel, it's instructed that you chayiv on trapping a living creature that goes slow, because that's its power, and when you trap it, you're constricting its freedom. And that's also been Obiyasha, that's forbidden to catch it. Pinya of Ozen is that even though it's logical that there's no Isser to catch a toad in our times midday raisa, because it's similar to a chigar to lame, and that's not the tzav that the Torah speaks about, but rabbinically would be forbidden. To pour water or some other material around the ants so that they don't spread in the house, and this girl holds that's permitted, even according to the opinions that trapping a living creature that goes slow is forbidden, because ants are things that what's called aim in it's not usually meant to be caught. And by Tzedir Rabbanu, you could be lenient that they're considered as already trapped in all situations, therefore permitted to restrict the place of where they live. Now, in a place where there's many flies, and it's very easy to catch part of them, but if he intends to catch a specific fly, it's possible they won't be able to catch it. Shlomo is not sure if it's considered as if it's already trapped when you're not intending to catch a specific fly. Dish number 11, the reason why in the incitement of the dog is not considered also as a problem is about Mechamer, that he's causing his dog to do Malacha, as brought in Simri Shemak Ma'av, the truth is something that he writes, that's because the person is only awakening the dog, but the action of chasing the dog is doing on its own, and therefore that activity is not really associated to the person. This girl adds on that that's the Burton Shokhanak later in Simchon Chavdal, that permitted to station an animal on top of grass that's connected on Shabbos, even though it's going to cause it to detach it when it's eating it, because that it's doing the malach on its own for its own benefit. Shubhash Levi writes that since the person is not really doing anything when the dog is chasing, he's just inciting it before it starts to run, it's not considered as machamer, because the Isra Mechamer is only when the person is doing the action together in the partnership with the animal. Another reason that is written in Shubhash Avdei Nezah that the one who's inciting is not considered as Mechamer, because by Mechamer there's no suffix that the animal is not going because of him, which is not the case by Meshas. It's not definite that the dog is doing Malacha through, that the Malacha is being done through the dog, because there's no definite, it's not definite that he's going to catch the animal and trap it. Now, when the dog belongs to the inciter, Shubhash Avdei Nezah writes that aside for the Isra Tzeda, it's also forbidden to incite him because Allah has Shvisa Behemte. It's Burn Shochnach and Simri Shem Vav, Mirish Samach Vav. When Shubhash Avdei Nezah is inclined that this halacha does not apply when a living creature is doing a mice of his own pleasure. And he adds on that it seems that a person does not have to safeguard his dog, that it shouldn't catch living creatures on Shabbos, but Ladina he remains with a Tzachin. Now, to bring a cat into a room where there's a mouse, this girl's holds that's permitted because the person's not inciting the cat to run after the mouse. He does it on his own. However, regarding opening up a door of a trap of mice in front of the cat, Michal Shabbos on Kiddush Shachanach writes in the Ikrid Darchitara that in Sefer Tal Eretz he's not sure. Maybe if you're opening it up, you're going to be chayif in the Tilos Neshama. Dish number 12. Even if the Av Malach Tzeda is only in a way that a person doing a ma'isa of a malacha b'yadayim, Shubhash Avdei Nezah writes, talada malacha b'tzeda, you don't have to do a ma'isa b'yadayim, an action with your hands, and specifically that it seems malacha b'tzeda, that it's considered the actual malacha, even when you don't do an action with your hands, as Burton Shochanach later in Sevav, regarding someone who's sitting by an opening and blocking it. Dusha number 13, I said that, Mishnah number 17, in the words of the Be'alacha, sounds like that it's forbidden to initially trap the locust. It's just if you trap, you're going to be potter. However, later on, some of Tovetz Adizani writes that the Tarna Goylim, the roosters, that their eyes are blinded at nighttime, you're allowed to trap them on Yom Tov, even like at Chilip. Shem Zaman explains, Shabbos, they're mukts and different forbidden to trap them, which is not the case by Yom Tov, because you're allowed to slaughter them and eat them. There's number 18 to say a lechisha incantation on snakes and scorpions so that they should not move from their place and cause damage. And Simon Shin Chavchas, the Mishabura says it's permitted because that's not a natural trapping. Mr. Geraltz explains that for this reason, it's not forbidden with their rice, and the reason why it's permitted and it's not rabbinically forbidden is because of preventing damage. The Stipler in Kilas Yaakov Baba Kama explains that the lechisha is considered like a maisa that's done kalachiyat, backhanded, and the reason why it's not forbidden Rabban is because for things that are done in the way of a sekula, chachamim were not geyser. Chaim Kaneski writes in Derech Emuna that on Shabbos the Torah is particular that a person should rest and not do malacha, but the lechisha that has no malacha, it was not forbidden. A snake that you do lechish on it and the person wants to catch it, this girl is not sure if it's permitted because there is a benefit in catching it because the incantation dissolves at a later point in time. Therefore, it's possible that rabbinically would be forbidden to catch the snake. Condition number 19, Bir Alacha spoke about the Tesefta that if someone catches and gives it to his friend, the second one's going to be potter. Regarding an Isser, this girl holds that it's not forbidden to take from a trap that trapped, but from a person that trapped, it's forbidden to take, because it's only when the first person violated Isad Seda becomes forbidden on the second one to continue that activity. And the Raya of the Be'alach from the Tesefta is only regarding the Patur Midai Raisa.